a person with a gigantic reach, really kind of uncancelable at this point, is Jordan Peterson, Dr. Jordan Peterson. And his struggle here was private, and he actually drove the news cycle because he has such a gigantic reach. And he went to his Twitter page, which has 3.7 million followers, and he posted this just last week. Breaking: the Ontario College of Psychologists has demanded that I submit myself to mandatory social media communication retraining with their experts for, among other crimes, retweeting Pierre Poilievre and criticizing Justin Trudeau and his political allies. That was seen by over 25 million people. Name one news organization that can have that reach. Jordan Peterson goes on to say this in the tweet: I am to take a course of such training with reports documenting my progress, or face an in-person tribunal and suspension of my right to operate as a licensed clinical psychologist.
He goes on to say, images of like Clockwork Orange, where like Jordan Peterson is just sitting there like having to watch these video screens in Canada. Right. Man, Canada, I'm so sorry for you guys. I mean, what a situation you find yourselves in. And as we've watched, growing up in America, there was always this idea in the education system that I was a part of, like, socialism's not that bad. In fact, look at it. They get free health care and blah, 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 as though we were being trained to move in a socialist, direction. And now we look at Australia and Canada, what's happened, and you're like, oh, my God. I mean, America, it wasn't great here, but we definitely did better with the amount of, our little thing called a constitution really got in a way of them kicking in our doors and sort of deciding to strip us of our rights completely.
Yes. And so, Peterson gets this 56-page complaint from the Ontario College of Psychologists, and they're waiting for him to become the victim, and he goes on the offensive. So he goes on to Twitter and continues and says this: I am willing, if Ontario College of Psychologists, which they won't, to make absolutely every word of all this fully public so that everyone can decide for themselves what is actually happening. So he goes full transparency and says, and to let the chips fall where they will in consequence. And that is exactly what he did. You can read the record at his Twitter page. It's tagged at the top there. Record of Ontario College of Psychologists versus Dr. Jordan Peterson. It's a 56-page complaint. You can see what it's all about. But Peterson was pretty quiet. He didn't do the rounds on interviews, on talk shows, or anything like that. He wrote an op-ed in the National Post. And that was his answer, his reply. He says, I will risk my license to escape social media re-education. The Ontario College of Psychologists wants to retrain me to behave properly, and this should concern everyone. He goes on to say, what exactly have I done that is so seriously unprofessional that I am now in a danger not only to any new potential clients, but to the public itself? It is hard to tell with some of the complaints, but here are some examples that might produce some reasonable concern among Canadians who care about such niceties as freedom of belief, conscience, and speech. And he goes on to say, this is what the complaints were levied against him. I retweeted a comment made by a conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, about the unnecessary severity of COVID lockdowns. Okay, I criticized Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I criticized Trudeau's former chief of staff, Gerald Butts. I criticized an Ottawa city councillor, and I made a joke about Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. So that is what he's guilty of. And boy, did they pick the wrong fight here, the Ontario College of Psychologists.
Indeed.
Now, look at Jordan Peterson's YouTube page. So he has a reach on Twitter, but YouTube, he has 493 million views so far,
wow.
6.18 million subscribers. He is his own news outlet by a long shot. So we're seeing here, obviously, he's in for a really hard road right here. This is not going to be easy. I'm not saying this is going to be a cakewalk for him. Probably a very, very difficult time for him. He's worked very hard for this license. He prides himself with his license, and they're trying to take this away. So, but this is something that even if they succeed, they're going to be dropped down a notch in the public's eye, because this is
absolutely
really an authoritarian move.
You will
move.
Watch the population of Canada siding with Jordan Peterson, because
yes,
it's the values that they believed they were endowed with being citizens in that country, and realize that their government no longer sees it that way. This is all, these are the sort of the necessary birth pangs of real change in government. As we are seeing the right investigations taking place, Canada will have its day. I know they will.